إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وبعد. There is no doubt, أيها الإخوة, of the great station that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to a choice number of individuals among this ummah. The great station that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the people of knowledge, to Ahlul Ilm. In fact, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of the fact that they are the inheritors of the prophets. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. That indeed, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that the ulama, they are the inheritors of the prophets. For the prophets, they do not leave dinar or dirham, but they leave ilm. فَمَنْ أَخَذَ بِهِ فَقَدْ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. And whosoever takes by it, then he takes a great portion. Thus the station that Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is present in the Sunnah from the statements of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning the status of the ulama are well known and mashhoor. From the statements though, that our ulama, they mention the ulama of the Salaf, rahimahumullah, is that which is related, ayyuhal ikhwa, to the fact that though the ulama, they are the warathatul anbiya, they are not anbiya. And that would necessitate, therefore, that like others, they are correct, and on occasions they make mistakes. And it is an affair known with the Salaf of this Ummah, with the earlier generations, as Zallatul Alim, the slip or the mistake of the Alim. And that is that the Alim, on occasions, taken no doubt by his characteristic as a human being, is given to making mistakes. The alim on occasions, he makes ijtihadat. He strives to come to that which is correct. And the true alim, the majority of his ijtihadat and his strivings are correct. But on occasions, the ulama, ayyuhal ikhwa, they make something from mistake. And that no doubt is present in the statement of a number of the salaf of this ummah, a number of our pious predecessors. From those statements, we have the statement of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, who mentioned, "Inna akhwafu ma akhafu, aw akhwafu man akhafu alaykum thalath." He said that indeed that which, or those who I fear for you the most, are three individuals. He mentioned, and in essence, they return back as it relates to the alim, a characteristic from them. He mentions jidalu munafiqin bil Quran. He said the first of those affairs is the argumentation of the munafiq of the hypocrite with the Quran. And of course, that is not our discussion. But the argumentation of the hypocrite is one that the Messenger he warned against, as occurs in some narrations that the scholars of hadith differ concerning whether or not they are statements of the companions or a hadith that is attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what is established is that the companions ridwanullahi alayhim definitely warned against such an individual. The munafiq that argues with the Quran, the hypocrite that argues with the Quran, that is the first. The second, Mu'ad radiallahu anhu, he mentions وَزَلَّةُ الْعَالِمِ, and the slip of the alim, the error of the alim. And he mentions thirdly, وَدُنْيَا تَقْتَعُ أَعْنَاقَكُمْ, and dunya that cuts your throats. That is dunya that you die over. Dunya that causes you to come close to killing yourselves over it. And that no doubt is a narration that is sound and attributed to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Similarly, from the statements and from the athar and narrations related to the zalla and the slip of the alim, is that narration that was collected by Imam al-Darimi rahimahullahu ta'ala, who narrates from Ziyad ibn Hudayr, who said, قَالَ لِي عُمَرْ, Ziyad ibn Hudayr from the Tabi'een, he said, قَالَ لِي عُمَرْ, Umar said to me on an occasion, هَلْ تَعْرِفْ مَا تَهْدِمُ الْإِسْلَامِ, he said, do you know what it is that destroys Islam? And so he said, قُلْتُ لَا, I said, no. قَالْ يَهْدِمُهُ زَلَّةُ الْعَالِمِ وجدال المنافق بالقرآن وحكم الأئمة المضلين. He said, it is destroyed by the slip of the alim and by the argumentation of the munafiq, of the hypocrite, with the book of Allah, with the Quran, and the hukum, or the rule, or the judgment of the أئمة المضلين, the imams of misguidance, their rulings and their judgments. And that narration was authenticated by Sheikh Nasir rahimahullah. Similarly, we have the narration that was collected by Imam Abu Dawood upon the authority of Yazid ibn Umayrah, who said, كان من أصحابي وكان من أصحابي معاذ بن جبل, يعني Yazid was from the companions of Mu'adh. He said, كان لا يجلس مجلسا للذكر إلا قال هنا يجلس الله حكم قسط هلك المرتابون. He did not used to sit in a gathering except that he would say, Allah is the judge and is just, and those who doubt are destroyed. And then he would say, as he mentioned, as Yazid mentioned, he said on an occasion, إن وراءكم فتن يكثر فيها المال ويفتح فيها القرآن حتى يأخذه المؤمن والمنافق والرجل والمرأة والعبد والحر والصغير والكبير. He said that indeed before you is fitan, trials, afflictions. Mal, wealth will become abundant within it. And indeed the Quran shall be opened. And he mentioned it shall be taken by the believer and by the hypocrite and by the man and by the woman and by the abd and by the slave and by the saghir, by the one who is young, and by the kabir, by the one who is old. He said, فَيُوشِقُ قَائِلٌ أَن يَقُولُ, he said, an individual is close to saying, and it is something that you shall soon see, an individual is close to saying, مَا لِلنَّاسِ لَا يَتَّبِعُونِي, what is with the people that they don't follow me? He mentioned, وَقَدْ قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنِ, and indeed I have recited the Qur'an. And this statement, قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنِ, is ordinarily used to refer to memorizing the Quran. He said, وَمَا هُمْ يَتَّبِعُونِي حَتَّى أَبْتَدِعُ لَهُمْ غَيْرَهُ. And they will not follow me, he will continue to say. They will not follow me until I innovate for them something other than it. And so he mentions, فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمَبْتَدَعْ فَإِنَّمَا ابْتَدَعَ ضَلَالًا. So be aware of what is innovated. For indeed, that which has been innovated is misguidance, is dalala. He said, and indeed, أُحَذِّرُكُمْ أُحَذِّرُكُمْ زَيْغَةَ الْحَكِيمِ. I warn you against the slip of the one who is wise. يعني the alim. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ قَدْ يَكُولُ كَلِمَةُ الضَّلَالَ عَلَى لِسَانِ الْحَكِيمِ. For verily the shaytan may possibly say a word of misguidance upon the tongue of the Hakim, upon the tongue of the one who is wise. He mentions, وَقَدْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُ كَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ. And it is also possible that the munafiq, the hypocrite, he may say a word of truth. قال فقلت لمعاذ وما تدري رحمك الله أن الحكيم قد يكون كلمة الضلال. He said, how will you know that the wise person may possibly say a word of misguidance? And so he responded, رحمه الله تعالى, إن الحكيم قد يكون كلمة الضلال وإن المنافق قد يكون يقول كلمة الحق. قال بلى اجتنب من كلام الحكيم المتشهرات التي يقال ما هذه ولا يثنينك ذلك عن فإنه لعله يراجع. He said that indeed the one who is wise may say a statement of misguidance, and the one who is a munafiq may say a statement of truth. And so he said, you should stay away from those statements and those words that come from the wise one. That makes you say, what is this? What is he saying? يعني, ما هذه? What are these words that he utters? Stay away from the words of the Hakim that makes you say, ما هذه? He said, and do not let that turn you away from him. فإنه لعله يراجع. Because perhaps he may return. That is, perhaps he may return to the haqq. Perhaps he may return to the truth. وَتَلْقَى الْحَقِّ إِذَا سَمِعْتَ فَإِنَّ عَلَى الْحَقِّ نُورٍ. And indeed, you will know the truth when you hear it. For indeed, upon the haqq, upon the truth is nur. There is light. And that statement of Mu'ad is very, very important that we reflect upon it. Particularly his last statement. And that is his statement, وَلَا يُثْنِينَكَ ذَلِكَ عَنْ فَإِنَّهُ لَعَلَّهُ يُرَاجِعُ. Don't let that turn you away from him. Because perhaps he will return. But of course, brothers and sisters, there are those scenarios whereby that Hakim and that one who was referred to as an alim does not return. And so others from among the people of knowledge recognize that it is now their duty to clarify to those who are unaware of his state and unaware of his reality and unaware of the nasiha and the advice that they may have been giving him for a period, clearly seeing that he has not returned, that they warn. And that they advise and give nasiha to the ummah for no reason other than the important station of the affair of nasiha, the important station of the affair of giving advice. And so they warn. The one who is jahil, or the one who is a muqallid, the blind follower, he may not understand the reality and the fact that this deen is greater than even that alim. This deen, as much as we respect that individual, if that alim opposes the haqq and remains upon it, then of course, ikhwan, it is the duty of the people of knowledge to clarify his state. And that is giving nasiha to the mu'minun, to the believers and the muslimun generally. And that is of importance that we understand that the alim is not from the anbiya. The alim is not, ayyuhal ikhwa, a prophet or a messenger. He may make mistakes. But the nature of the true alim is when his mistake is made clear to him, he returns. He makes tawbah. Yataraja. He returns away from it. For indeed the haqq is dalatul mu'min. The haqq is the last position of the believer. And that no doubt applies first and foremost to the ulama. The haqq is the last position of the believer. Wherever he finds it, he has most right to it. And so the alim, the true alim, when the haqq and when the truth is displayed to him, and it is presented to him, yataraja. He makes tawbah, he returns back from the statement that he held, that he now realizes was incorrect. And he turns back in islah, and he rectifies his error, he rectifies his mistake. And that is the nature of the alim, mutawadi', humble, loving the haqq more than he loves himself. And knowing that the people will follow him upon misguidance if he makes a mistake and an error and remains upon it. And that is how Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed the ummah of Muhammad with these types of ulama, stars, shining stars, that the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are guided by way of. For indeed their guidance is taken from the book of Allah, the sunnah of his messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the guidance that was left by the salaf of this ummah, ridwanallahi alayhim, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillah walhamdulillah. If you can move forward as much as possible. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Concerning this most important affair, al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions in his great book I'lam al-Muwaqqi'in al-Rabbil Alameen, he mentions al-alim yazal wa la bud idh laysa huwa bima'soom فلا يجوز قبول كل ما يقوله وينزل قوله قول المعصوم. He said that the alim will slip, and that is a must. It will occur. He said because he is not infallible, and it is not permissible then to accept every single statement that he makes. And that is, of course, ikhwan, those statements that are erroneous and clearly wrong. If it is clear to us that they are wrong, we are not from those individuals who pick and choose. Take from the alim that which pleases us, and we leave from the alim that which displeases us. La. When it is said that the alim, he has a zalla, and that alim is that statement or that zalla and that slip is rejected, it is that slip that is categorically and clearly wrong. And be aware of that. There is a statement that we'll mention in relation to this. He mentions, that is Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions, he will make a mistake, and that is a must, for he is not infallible. And he mentions, فَلَا يَجُوزُ قَبُولُ كُلَّ مَا يَقُولُ. Therefore it is not permissible to accept every single word that he makes, because some of what he says may possibly be wrong. Which is one of the reasons that the scholars speak against blindly following an alim. Because when one blindly follows an alim, regardless, then he blindly follows one that he knows categorically will make mistakes. And so he'll follow him upon that which is correct, and he will follow him upon his error. He said, and so it is not permissible to put his statement and to give his statement the position of the ma'soom, of the one who is infallible. That is, the position and the status of the statements of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's the only one whose statements we accept categorically. He mentions, فَهَذَا الَّذِي ذَمَّهُ كل عالم على وجه الأرض وهرموه وذموا أهله. He said, this is the very thing that every alim on the face of the earth dispraises. That is, every alim upon the face of the earth dispraises blindly following one individual regardless. Because they all understand and know that the people of knowledge themselves make mistakes. And so none of them would categorically call every individual to blindly follow him regardless. Regardless of what he says, regardless of the positions that he holds, you must follow me. Never will you find that. Not among the four imams, not among the sahaba, ridwanullah alayhim, the tabi'een, the atba' al-tabi'een. Never will you find that. And so if you hear someone calling you to that, then you must understand, ikhwan, that there should arise alamat istifham. Question marks must arise over the individual that makes that statement. You must blindly follow me. Or you must blindly follow such and such. Since there is not an individual other than the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that makes a statement and makes mistakes. How then can we blindly follow the one that we all accept will be making mistakes and we blindly follow him upon that? Similarly, we have the statement of Mujahid and Hakam ibn Uyayna, who mentioned, and Imam Malik likewise, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا يُؤْخَذْ مِّنْ قَوْلِهِ وَيُتْرَكُ. There is no one from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal except that we take some of his statements and some of his statements are left. Yani because they're incorrect. إِلَّا النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, the knowledge of what should be accepted and what should be rejected and the ability to discern is something that returns back to knowledge. And so it is either the statement of another alim that makes clear that the statement of this alim was incorrect for such and such reason, or the statement of a talib ilm, an individual who's upon ilm, a student of knowledge that is strong enough in terms of his knowledge to discern between that which is correct from the statement of the alim and that which is incorrect. And it is not left to our own devices that we choose. That we choose who, what is wrong and what is right from his statement. No. Those who discern correctness from incorrectness is the people and are the people of knowledge. It is not something that returns back to any individual to decide. Similarly, we have the statement of Sulaiman al-Taymi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, who mentioned, إِذَا أَخَدْتَ بِرُخْسَةِ كُلِّ عَالِمٍ اجْتَمَعَ فِيكَ الشَّرْ كُلَّهِ. That he mentioned, if you take hold of the error or the allowances of every alim, that is, if you were to look at those instances when an alim says, such and such is okay, there is no problem with this. Don't listen to what such and such says, this is right and this is correct. اجْتَمَعَ فِيكَ الشَّرْ كُلَّهِ. All evil will be gathered within you. And as some of these scholars mention, the same statement, if a person holds on to the rukhas and the allowances of the ulama, kharaja min al-Islam. He will leave Islam. Why? Because the reference here are those places when the alim says that such and such is permissible, such and such is allowed, such and such is good, and that is a mistake. That is an error. If you hold on to that allowance when it is wrong, and if you hold on to the next allowance of the alim in another issue when it is wrong, and you hold on to the third allowance when it is wrong, and the fourth allowance when it is wrong, you concoct for yourself a deen other than the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You concoct for yourself a deen other than the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus they made mention of these statements that you, in essence, if you do so, all evil will be gathered within you. If you do so, as some of them mentioned, you'll leave Islam and you'll be upon a religion, believing yourself to be upon Islam, but in actuality you'll be upon a deen other than the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the affair then, ikhwan, is one that is dangerous, jiddan. And thus we must be aware and pay attention to it. الإمام ابن عبد البر, he mentions, رحمه الله تعالى, هذا إجماع لا أعلم فيه خلاف. He said that indeed this is ijma, and I do not know of any khilaf in relation to it. I do not know of any difference as it relates to it. Listen then to the beautiful statement of Al-Imam Ash-Shawkani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He mentions, rahimahullah, وَقَدْ جَرَتْ قَائِدَةُ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ فِي سَابِقِ الدَّهْرِ وَلَاحِقِهِ بِأَنَّهُمْ يَفْرَحُونَ بِصُدُورِ الْكَلِمَةِ الْوَاحِدَةِ أَنْ عَالِمٍ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَيُبَالِغُونَ فِي إِشْهَارِهَا وَإِذَاعَتِهَا فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَيَجْعَلُونَهَا حُجَّةً لِبِدْعَتِهِمْ وَيَضْرِبُونَ بِهَا وَجْهَ مَنْ أَنْكَرَ عَلَيْهِمْ. He mentions, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in Adab al-Talab wa Muntaha al-Arab, he mentions that indeed the qa'ida, or the principle of the people of innovation, of the past, in previous times, and of present, is that they have joy. يَفْرَحُونَ. They are happy and they are joyous. بِسُدُورِ كَلِمَةٍ وَاحِدًا. With the appearance of one statement that comes from an alim min al-ulama. وَيُبَالِغُونَ. يعني one statement that comes from an alim min al-ulama that agrees with their statement and with their bid'ah. وَيُبَالِغُونَ فِي إِشْهَارِهَا. And they go beyond bounds in making it popular, spreading it, letting the people know, oh, you must listen, oh, listen how joyous this occasion is. يُبَالِغُونَ فِي إِشْهَارِهَا وَإِذَاعَتِهَا. And announcing it فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ, in that which is between them. وَيَجْعَلُونَهَا حُجَّةً. And they make it a hujjah and a proof لِبِدْعَتِهِمْ. A proof for their innovation. A proof for their bid'ah. وَيَضْرِبُونَ بِهَا وَجْهَ مَنْ أَنْكَرَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And they يَضْرِبُونَ بِهَا, or they hit, or they strike the face of the one who makes inkar against them, the one who speaks against them. The statement that they have from that alim that appears to agree with them, or may well agree with them. They use that statement. They spread it across the globe, particularly in our age of the internet and our age of social media. That is very easy. Spread it across the globe. And they fly it as a banner and as a standard, as a flag. Here now this alim is saying what we say. Look. And they may invite him. And they may call upon him. All of that, brothers and sisters, we've seen throughout time. We've seen it manifest. And it doesn't affect Ahlul Sunnah, bihamdillah. وَيَضْرِبُونَ بِهَا وَجْهَ مَنْ أَنْكَرَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And indeed, they strike by way of it the face of the one who speaks against them. And thus, Al-Imam Al-Shatibi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned, فَلَا بُدَّ لَا بُدَّ مِنَ النَّظَرِ فِي الْأُمُورِ. He mentions, فَلَا بُدَّ, it is a must then, that one looks into the affairs, and those affairs that are built upon this, from those principles that are built upon this, is that the zalla of the alim, the slip of the alim, لَا يَصِحُ اِعْتِمَادُهَا من جهة ولا أخذ بها تقليدا لا وذلك لأنها موضوعة على المخالفة للشرع ولذلك عدت زلة وإلا فلو كانت معتدا بها فلم يجعل لها هذه الرتبة ولا نسب إلى صاحبها الزلل فيها. He said that indeed what is based upon this then is that the slip of the alim, it is not sound to rely upon it or to return back to it and utilize it. He mentions that is from the angle of the fact that one does not rely upon it or make taqlid of it, because of the fact that it in and of itself is in opposition to the sharia. And this is the nukta, this is the point. It in and of itself is in opposition to the sharia. That point and that issue is in opposition to the sharia. وَلِذَٰلِكَ عُدَّتْ زَلَّةً. And that is why it is referred to as a slip, as a mistake, as an error, as what is wrong. He said, if then it was something that was considered, that we give consideration, then it would not be given this station and this status of being a slip. He said, neither would it be attributed to the one who made it that it is from his errors. If it were correct, and if it were right and exact, it would not be referred to as a zalla. The reason it is warned against And the reason it is not followed is because it opposes the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is the case, brothers and sisters, then we must be aware. When that alim he opposes an asl from the usul of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah and a foundation from the foundations of Ahlus Sunnah, then we look. The first thing that we do is we give that alim an excuse. And we say that that alim has made the zalla. And we don't follow him upon it. Then secondly, we await and we wait to see if the other scholars and the other ulama advise and give that alim nasiha concerning his mistake and clarify that which is incorrect from it. If he does and he makes, if they do and he makes taraja, he takes it back, then alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And if not, that is, if they do and he does not take it back, then you will find from them statements clarifying his state, clarifying that which he is upon, and clarifying the fact that he is not to be followed in the path that he has now taken for himself. Those principles, brothers and sisters, are not new, but they are principles that the Salaf of this Ummah have always been upon. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make those affairs clear to us and make us be from among those who hold unto those qawaid. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Qumu ila salatikum.